nobody in the world has ever dedicated all his life to the people's cause for so many years and undergone so many hardships as our leader has done.
North Korea's own propaganda features prominently in a new film highlighting the country's human rights atrocities. Kim Jong-ilia aims to introduce a global audience to the stories of real North Koreans who were brutally punished in labor camps before escaping their country.
I was hung upside down for 14 hours and beaten.
We never knew when we'd get beaten. There was constant fear.
Kim Jong-ilia is the English name of a flower hybrid that North Korea named after its leader. Pyongyang says the flower embodies the peace, love, justice, and wisdom of Kim Jong-il himself, as well as his father, Kim Il-sung. Kim Jong-ilia director Nancy Haikin says her choice of title is just as ironic as her use of North Korean imagery.
It's just the opposite of what they say. Here's the propaganda, here's their footage, here's the image they wish to show. What a wonderful place this is, and here's the testimony of people who've been there.
I'm filled with hatred of North Korea that murdered my family.
Actual footage from North Korea is in short supply, so Haikin has added some artistic touches to the film, like interpretive dance. She says she has wanted to make the film for years to express her outrage at what she calls North Korea's concentration camps.
There's, you know, no one to blame but Kim Jong-il and the regime. I mean, I don't think, no matter how you twist the politics or what you think happened at the division of Korea in 1945 or the mess of the war, that the fact of concentration camps is anyone's fault but the North Korean regime.
All of the North Korean defectors featured in Kim Jong-ilia now live in South Korea. Most made a dangerous and illegal journey into China first. Their personal stories of sex trafficking, torture, and the death of loved ones weave a dark backdrop for North Korea's utopian self-imagery.
You can understand being swept up in that. I wanted to show that. It isn't just slamming on the head. There is that. There is the terror. But there is also this inspiration that they keep feeding, you know, in quite an amazing way.
Haikin says telling the story of average North Koreans has become a passion and may work on a follow-up to Kim Jong-ilia in the future. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Busan, South Korea.